بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. After explaining this whole aspect of commanding the right, forbidding the wrong, not doing acts of kufr, etc., about the Aus and the Khazraj, the Ansar, the tribes who were about to fight with one another and thereby doing an act of kufr, after explaining this whole in this ruku, then at the end of the ruku, Allah Ta'ala, as what is a beautiful subject and composition, draws out the conclusion very beautifully. And Allah Ta'ala says, Tilka ayatullah, ye hukam hai Allah ke. These are the signs and the commands of Allah. All this matter that was discussed, it was all from Allah, and Allah has made it clear, all this matter, that we must have unity on the truth, not on falsehood. There can never be unity on falsehood. Unity is only on the truth. And the various aspects of those people of the Bani Israel, and a lesson for us to learn, that they were on the truth, and then after having the truth, then they turned away from the truth, and they followed their own whims and desires, and they went into destruction. So all these matters Allah Ta'ala says, Allah has explained it, had made it clear, نَتْلُوهَا هَمْ سُنَاتِهِ تُجْكُ عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ ٹھیک ٹھیک, the absolute truth and the matter. From here also we learn that if anything happens anywhere, whether it's in the home, in the community, in the country, in the world, almost every person has got his view and his stake on the matter. So everyone's view cannot be right. Two completely opposing views also there. They can't be right. There's only one right matter. And whether it is this matter here or many other matters about Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, also Allah Ta'ala says, we tell you everything bilhaq, the absolute truth, what is the true matter. Like if there is a dispute even between two people, husband and wife, you'll get two stories, two versions. And then to find out the correct version is something else. That is the third version again. And then the truth is only known by Allah Ta'ala. Even the person who is arbitrating, he tries to find out what way, who is wrong, and tries and correct them. But he is also not absolute. Only Allah Ta'ala is absolute. So Allah has informed us all these matters, and this is also a great ni'mat upon us, that things that we were not present in the past, and we could not ascertain who was on the right and who was on the wrong. And if just one of all these matters we wanted to find out, we would spend our whole lives and we would not get to the truth. Allah has explained it to us in clear terms, without any effort from our side. It's there for us just for the taking. All the history, how Adam alayhi salam was created, how he came from Jannat into dunya, all the matters about shaitan, all the matters about the Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah has been so kind that he has given us the true matter. And it is now for us just to believe in it and take the lessons from there and benefit tremendously from all what had happened over thousands of years. In our short lives of 60, 70 years, we can get the full benefit if we focus ourselves correctly. But if we just also want to go into argument, and we want to go out into effect finding mission, and we want to try and find the truth, our whole lives will spend in that, and we won't reach the truth. So Allah has done it. It is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. اور اللہ تعالیٰ ظلم کرنا نہیں چاہتا خلقت پر. And Allah Ta'ala does not intend in any way to make zulm on any of His creation on the world. That is, those people who have wronged themselves, and they are eligible for Jahannam. And as the punishment explains, so severe punishment, this is not zulm from Allah Ta'ala, this is their own earnings, what they themselves did. After Allah explained everything so clearly, now it was just a matter of making amal on them, and they did not do that. So it is their own problem, and now that they suffered a punishment in Jahannam, as in many ayat of the Quran, they themselves will say in Jahannam, we deserve this. We did wrong. It was clear to us. The message was brought and opened up to us, but we did not believe. We did not practice. It was our fault. So it is not Allah who makes zulm upon anyone. It is a pure justice of Allah Ta'ala. And no person will be sent to Jahannam until he himself understands from the bottom of his heart, yes, this is what I deserve. I brought it upon myself. Yeah, many times a person who is found guilty in court, he knows I was guilty and now my sentence, whatever sentence I have to serve. But many times a person, he knows he was not guilty. And if he has been framed or something, on the day of Qiyamah, there is nobody that will be framed, or nobody that will, who was not guilty will be found guilty. Whoever will be found guilty, every person will admit, yes, I deserve this. I did this. Only then will that person be sent to Jahannam, when from within his bottom of his heart, he will accept and he will know, yes, I am guilty. So Allah does not make zulm on anyone. Allah is in fact, as these ayat and these matters and all the other matters, Allah has made it clear. It is now for us to accept it, believe it, and make our lives according to that. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. اور اللہ ہی کا ہے جو کچھ ہے آسمانوں میں اور جو کچھ ہے زمین میں. Another aspect that Allah makes no zulm. One was this, that every person will know that I did wrong and I deserve this. And there is no zulm, no exaggeration of punishment on me. I deserve it. That is one. The other is, whatever is in the heavens and the earth belongs solely to Allah Ta'ala. And what belongs to you and what is yours, you can do with it as you wish to. There isn't zulm. When you interfere with somebody else's matter, your own money, even if you want to squander it, which is wrong for you to do, but it's your money, you can do what you want to. If you interfere with somebody else's money, you squander somebody else's money, your boss's money, who you are working for, etc., then that is of course totally wrong. But your own money, you can do with it as you wish to. It's your money. So everyone belongs to Allah. Allah can do as He please. Who He punishes, even if they did not do wrong. If Allah wants to punish a person, even if he did not do wrong, it is not zulm from Allah's side. We all belong to Allah, and Allah can do with us as He please. We don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to anyone else. We belong only to Allah. And Allah can do as He please. If He wants to forgive everyone, He can forgive everyone. If He wants to punish everyone, He can punish everyone. It is, there are no rules controlling Allah. Allah does as He pleases. So from that aspect also, there is absolutely no zulm on anyone. Allah is only handling people which belong to Him. Allah created us in the first place. We did not even apply to be created. We did not even ask for anything. Allah created us. All our needs, we are not seeing to one need ourselves. Only Allah is seeing to our needs. And then, when we are born, and Allah, وَاللَّهَ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. When you are born and came in this world from the wombs of your mothers, Allah said you knew nothing whatsoever. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ. Allah Ta'ala made for you your ears. Allah made for you your tongue. Allah made for you your heart and your mind, all by which you can calculate and work out things. All this, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you could be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. It is all from Allah Ta'ala, only the favors of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah only looks after us. And finally, in this still, perhaps some people can try and dispute that we earn and we do our things, etc. But وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ اور اللہ ہی کے طرف رجوع ہے ہر کام کا. Everything, everyone will only return to Allah, and then nobody has got any difference of opinion. Our death is written and we're going to return to Allah Ta'ala. So our complete control is more than a person owns a slave, and he can do what the slave as he wants to, but there are rules and regulations for him also, how he treats his slaves, etc. But how we belong to Allah, there are no rules for Allah, Allah himself is in mercy, kindness. He treats us with fairness and justice. In fact, much more than fairness and justice, with kindness, with forgiveness, with compassion. But it's not compulsory on Allah. Allah can do with us as he please. So there is no zulm whatsoever from Allah's side. A person cannot think of it in the least, but so all wa ila Allahi turja'u al-umur, and we all will return to Allah Ta'ala. So there is a beautiful summary and a conclusion of this whole subject that was carrying on, and this is the great beauty of the Quran, and the Quran enthralls a person, captivates a person emotionally, spiritually, in every way. If we dedicate ourselves to Quran Sharif, the greatest joy, we won't find joy in anything else. The greatest joy we will find is in Quran Sharif. And then it is not just a matter of joy, but true lessons to take for our life. And not our temporary life of this dunya, but the real life of Akhirah. And the recognition of Allah, and the recognition of the system of Allah Ta'ala, to come to know all that. Scientists, whoever, they whatever they research and they make, even doctors, even a cardiologist, even a neurologist, about the brain and the heart, these are just things to which they later theories prove the previous theories wrong. And that till today that we were believing and doing, we found out it was wrong. But Allah's system, what He has given us, there is never ever anything wrong. It is all 100%. So a person who is introduced, who is engaged in the truth, absolute truth, what greater thing can there be? Then it is declared an ibadat also. We get reward for it also. And it makes us live our lives correctly. And then we have an enriching, a fruitful life, not a fruitless life. A fruitful life we have. All the great blessings are in our deen. Allah open it up to us and let us devote and dedicate ourselves to our deen, and then find the true purpose of life, the true pleasure and enjoyment of life, and make us the means to introduce other people to it also, so that the world can see the great goodness of Islam. Now with the Palestinian issue, there are many non-Muslims who are getting interested in Islam and learning about Islam and accepting Islam. Huge numbers are accepting Islam. So we must not wait for such occasions. It's our duty to bring Islam to the people. Not that we don't practice Islam ourselves also, and we practice in their ways, and then we want them to accept Islam. No, we must accept Islam. Islam must come in our lives, then it can come in the lives of the people. Allah give us all the faith. SubhanAllah.